Chapter 6, Part 2, Meditations on Our Position in Christ. Please repeat these scriptures after me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. In Christ, God has reconciled me to Himself and has given me the ministry of reconciliation. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. In Christ, I have been justified, not by the works of the law, but by faith. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. In Christ, I have been predestined to sonship according to the good pleasure of His will. Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. In Christ, I am filled with the fruits of righteousness to the glory and praise of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. In Christ, God supplies all my needs according to His riches in glory. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. In Christ, I have been begotten to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, according to His abundant mercy. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. In Christ, I am a living stone, built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. In Christ, I am called to God's eternal glory, to be perfected, established, strengthened and settled. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. In Christ, I am enriched in everything, in all utterance and all knowledge. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, according to the Charles B. Williams translation. In Christ I live, for through Him all things were made. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. In Christ all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, I am created through Him and for Him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, according to Charles B. Williams' translation. In Christ, all things are held together. For He existed before all things. Christ is my head, and in everything He stands first. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. In Christ, I am reconciled to Himself. For He has made peace through the blood of His cross. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. In Christ, whatever I do in word or deed, I do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25. In Christ, God is able to save me to the utmost, for I come to God through Him, and He ever lives to make intercession for me. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15. In Christ, I continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of my lips, giving thanks to His name. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 21. In Christ, I believe in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that my faith and hope are in God. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 according to the Kenneth West translation. In Christ, I have received purification from sins, which Jesus Himself has made for me. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26. In Christ, my sin has been done away by the sacrifice of Jesus Himself. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 12. In Christ, I have obtained an eternal redemption by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. In Christ, my conscience is purged from dead works by the blood of Jesus Christ, so that I do now serve the living God. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 15. In Christ, I am called and I have received the promise of the eternal inheritance through Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 and 20. In Christ, I have the boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and living way which He consecrated for me through the veil, that is, His flesh. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. In Christ, I walk in the light as He is in the light, and I have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanses me from all sin. Romans chapter 5 verse 2. In Christ, I have access by faith into His grace in which I stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Romans chapter 5 verse 10 and 11. In Christ, I have received reconciliation to God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 6 verse 14. In Christ, the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. In Christ, the whole body, the Church of Christ, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Colossians chapter 2 verse 19. In Christ, I hold fast to Jesus Christ, who is my head, and I am nourished and knit together and grow with increase which is from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15. In Christ, I am the fragrance of Jesus Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. In Christ, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Jesus Christ has also laid hold of me. Colossians chapter 2 verse 17, according to the Charles B. Williams translation. In Christ, my body belongs to Him, and my substance is of Christ. Colossians chapter 3 verse 24. In Christ, I will receive the reward of the inheritance, for I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. In Christ, there is no darkness at all, for God is light. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27. In Christ, I have received an anointing from Him, and it abides in me. And the same anointing teaches me concerning all things, and it is true, and it is not a lie. And just as it has taught me, I abide in Him. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. In Christ, I have been justified by faith, and I have peace with God through my Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 11. In Christ, I rejoice in God through my Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. In Christ, I reckon myself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus my Lord.
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
In Christ, I have received the gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus my Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. In Christ, I give thanks to God, who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. In Christ, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law and the blessing of Abraham now comes upon me in Jesus Christ. For I have received the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. In Christ, I am no longer a slave, but I am a son of God. And being a son, I am an heir of God through Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7. In Christ, God shows me in the ages to come the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward me in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. In Christ, I am not anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, I let my requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. In Christ, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. In Christ, I have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Once for all, by the will of God.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21.
In Christ, I am made complete in every good work to do His will through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The blood of Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 17. In Christ, the world is saved through him. Romans chapter 5 verse 9. In Christ, his blood has justified me, and I am saved from the wrath through him. Romans chapter 8 verse 37. In Christ, I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. 1 John chapter 4 verse 9, according to the Charles B. Williams translation. In Christ, God's love for me has been shown when he sent his only Son into the world, that through him I might have life. Romans chapter 6 verse 8. In Christ, I have died with him, and I do now live with him. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. In Christ, I have been crucified, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Colossians chapter 2 verse 20. In Christ, I am no longer subjected to the things of this world, for I have died with Christ. And from the basic principles of the world. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 and Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. In Christ, I seek those things which are above, for I have been raised and seated together with Christ at the right hand of God. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 and Galatians chapter 6 verse 14. In Christ, I have died to this world, and my life now is hidden with Christ in God. Romans chapter 6 verse 4. In Christ, I have been buried through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so I also walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6 verse 6. In Christ, my old man was crucified, that the body of sin might be done away with, so that I should no longer be a slave of sin. Romans 8 verse 32. In Christ, I have been given freely all things by God, who spared not his own Son,
but delivered him up for me.
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4.
In Christ I live by the power of God.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 12, according to the Charles B. Williams translation.
In Christ I was buried in baptism and raised together with him. Through faith in the power of God who raised Jesus from the dead.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 13. In Christ I have been forgiven of all trespasses and made alive together with him. Colossians chapter 3 verse 4. In Christ I will appear with him in glory when Christ, who is my life, appears. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. In Christ I live and reign with him. John chapter 6 verse 57. In Christ I live and feed on him. Just as Jesus was sent of the Father and lived by the Father. John chapter 14 verse 6. In Christ I come to the Father, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 6 verse 56 and 63. In Christ, I feed on his words, which are spirit and life, and he abides in me, and I in him. John chapter 14, verse 20. In Christ, I know that he is in the Father, and I am in him, and he is in me. John 15 verse 4 and 5. In Christ I bear much fruit, for I am a branch in him, and he is the vine. I abide in him, and he abides in me. For without him, I can do nothing. John chapter 15 verse 7. In Christ, I ask what I desire, and it is done for me, because I abide in him, and his words abide in me. John chapter 16 verse 33. In Christ I have peace, and I am of good cheer in tribulation, for he has overcome the world. John chapter 15 verse 9. In Christ I am loved in the same manner as the Father loves Jesus, and I abide in his love. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11. In Christ I am washed, sanctified, and I am justified
in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. John chapter 14, verse 12, 16 and 17. In Christ, I do the works of Jesus, and greater works because Jesus has gone to the Father and has sent me the Holy Spirit of truth, who abides in me forever.